and welcome to the J2W Project, The Journey to Wholeness. This particular week is actually week 10 of this self-improvement project that is enabling you to become the better person that God intends for you to be. I would like to ask you a question. Has there ever been a time where you perhaps are going through what appears to be an emotional fall? Maybe you're not sure why it is that you have somehow seemingly gotten to the point where you cannot obtain and experience a clear peace of mind. Perhaps there have been times when you really wondered what is keeping you from that inner happiness and inner peace. Well, believe it or not, this is a very common experience when you and I allow ourselves to actually hold in toxins of emotional thinking that we've not taken an opportunity to deal with. And so this week in the Journey to Wholeness, the actual anchor of wholeness says, take a deep breath to cleanse your thinking. Exhale to release the emotional toxin that can and will poison your relationship with others. This week, as we go through the process of becoming a little bit more free, a little bit more whole, and a little bit more at a point that we can actually enjoy the blessings of the Lord, we're going to move into a new series that is entitled Practice Positive Power Principles. Well, this week, we're going to show you that there is power in having a peace of mind. Unfortunately, very often, you have not reached that point of a peace of mind because there may be some emotional toxin, some things that have been lying dormant in the mind, or some possibility of the way that you think that has been holding you back from securing your peace of mind. Well, this week, I'm going to coach you into the actual power of peace of mind. This week's lesson is going to come from Philippians chapter 4, verses 5 through 13. As I get through this particular lesson for you, I'd like for you to think about the fact that we are going to review the six pillars of peace of mind. Actually, it's very, very clear in our scripture, as here, Paul comes up with a very clear perspective on what is called the secret of peace of mind. When you and I began to look at chapter 4 of Philippians, verse 5 through 13, readily, you're going to notice that there are six pillars that it would take for you to be able to gauge your thinking so that you can enjoy a peace of mind. There are actually six pillars. Those pillars are actually found in verse 8 of chapter 4 of Philippians. These six items and six pillars of peace of mind that will gauge your thinking are 1, truth. 2, honesty. 3, just. 4, purity. 5, lovely. And finally, 6, good report. Well, let's walk through how you can actually claim a positive relationship with others, gain a peace of mind, and get an emotional resilience that's going to allow you to receive the power of a peace of mind. You see, the way you think has a lot to do with how you relate to others. When you spend time in proper thinking, it actually gets to a point where it takes practice. Positive thinking and the use of a six pillars of thought brings about a power to stabilize negative feelings that may be working their way into your relationship or has already caused you some breaches in the relationship. Well, the first pillar, thinking on the things that are true, take a moment to realize whether you have honest, genuine thoughts about a relationship and people around you. Do you tend to become overwhelmed by what you fear or have insecurities about? Maybe you're even uncomfortable because you may have a sense of suspicion. Well, the first pillar is to deal with and to think of things that are true, things that are real, things that are genuine. Try to focus more on the things that are positive than thinking on the things that are kind of a way to get you off track. The second thing in the way you and I should think is begin to think about honesty. Begin to think in a way that shows that there's no deception, that there's truthfulness, and that there's a sincere thought pattern that's happening in your relationship with others. It is going to be very important as you adopt the six pillars of peace of mind that you begin to remember that truth and honesty really becomes the basis of every relationship that you're going to enjoy. Then, as you begin to think through truth and honesty, the next pillar, justice. Are these really fair dealings that you have with others? Have your actions in the relationship been fair? Or have you somehow shown some sense of partiality? Or have you been biased in the way that you're thinking in the relationship? Getting through the third pillar is going to be very important to gaining your peace of mind. The fourth pillar is purity. You have got to remember that there are times that you've got to think of ways to free yourself from fault as you free others from their fault. You see, we must not contaminate our thinking with ways and reasons and holding on to things that we feel have been the faults of others or even faults that we may have. The fourth pillar of thinking charges us to think pure thoughts, thoughts that will free us up from blame or faulting others. The fifth pillar has to do with thinking about lovely things. In other words, things that are enjoyable. If you invariably spend a lot of your time really looking into things that are negative and things that are not positive or things that are causing you grief, then invariably you are going to lose that key element to a peace of mind. By contrast, if you begin to think on lovely things, things that are enjoyable and positive, it is likely that you're going to be able to harness what it takes to be peaceful. And then finally, the sixth pillar, as is described in the scripture, is to think of things that are of a good report. Think about things that are going to enhance your reputation, things that are going to give you positive results. And as you begin to think about those items, your way that you see others, the way that you're relating to others, and the feelings that you have about each other tend to be much more positive. And so, as you walk through this week's Anchor of Wholeness in our new series of Practicing Positive Power Principles, I want you to begin to adopt the six pillars of positive thinking: truth, honesty, just, purity, lovely, and of course those things that are of good report. You see, what I'd like for you to do is make a conscious effort to lift the things that have strained your relationship with others. Then I'd like for you to write and identify in your own words how the relationship got broken in the beginning. What happened? What caused the breach? The first thing I'd like for you to do is cite the causes of the breach and be honest. What really happened to cause the strain? Then, once you've had a chance to do that, the next step will be to filter your feelings to see if you have, in fact, met the six pillars of peace that have been prescribed in Philippians chapter 4, verses 6. And then, as you move through that, go to the six pillars that have been cited in verse 8. Once you've been able to do this, you're going to have a positive feeling about adopting positive power principles, and once you release the emotional toxin, you will immediately begin to feel a sense of power. Your mind will respond to your mental shift in thinking, and therefore, you can become much more productive in your relationship with others, and you can, in fact, have the power of peace of mind. And so I'd like to end with the acrostic of peace, which says, place every anxiety in Christ's embrace. So when you find yourself losing the power of peace of mind, place those anxieties right in the arms of Christ and know that he loves you and that you're indeed safe in his arms. So the power of peace of mind just could be right around the corner in the mind that you possess in the way that you think. And so this week, be encouraged as you walk through the continuous process of self-improvement. You can be a wonderful person. Your relationship can begin to blossom. You can be just the person that God intends for you to be. And if you believe that there's a friend who could benefit from these principles, why not email them? Perhaps you can even download this message and share it with other friends. And of course, it's always a good path to begin to go along the process with friends and relatives and even coworkers. I found that there are even couples who are enjoying going through the journey to wholeness, as it provides a wonderful opportunity to build positive relationships. And so, until next week, be whole, be free, and be blessed.